News release. Office of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Traverse City, U.S. Senator Gary Peters, M.I., a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and former lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy Reserve, spoke Tuesday at the Great Lakes Maritime Academy at Northwestern Michigan College to spotlight his bipartisan legislation recently signed into law by President Biden. Peters's changing age determined eligibility to student incentive payments. Cadets Act expands the student incentive payment program eligibility age for financial assistance to cadets who attended one of the six state maritime academies and commit to a post-graduation service obligation to include any qualified student who will meet the age requirements for enlistment in the U.S. Navy Reserve at their time of graduation. In return for their commitment to serve, cadets can now receive up to $32,000 in this incentive payment funding over 4 years to help offset the cost of tuition, uniforms, books, and living costs as a result of Peters's legislation. The Great Lakes Maritime Academy, one of the six national academies, is based at Northwestern Michigan College in Traverse City. During his visit, Peters was joined by Northwestern Michigan College President Dr. Nick Nisley and Superintendent of the Great Lakes Maritime Academy Rear Admiral Gerard Achenbach, Ed. D. More maritime cadets, like those at our Great Lakes Maritime Academy, will be able to receive a quality, affordable education now that the Cadets Act is law, said Senator Peters. The Cadets Act will not only incentivize these cadets to serve after graduation but will strengthen our national security and economy. The Cadets Act will go a long way to making education more accessible and meeting workforce needs, said Dr. Nick Nisley, president of Northwestern Michigan College. We appreciate the hard work of our lawmakers to advocate for this important change. If not for Senator Peters's leadership, the Cadets Act would not have been passed. Thanks to Senator Peters's dedication, many more of Michigan's non-traditional students and military veterans will be able to attend the Great Lakes Maritime Academy and go on to serve their nation as commissioned officers in the Navy's Strategic Sealift Offices program, as well as licensed officers in the U.S. Merchant Marine, said Rear Admiral Gerard Achenbach, Ed. D., Superintendent of the Great Lakes Maritime Academy. The passage enactment of this Senator Peters's Cadets Act not only makes the Great Lakes Maritime Academy an affordable option for a greater number of Michigan residents, it also addresses the current U.S. mariner shortage. In the short period of time that has elapsed since President Biden signed the Cadets Act, the Great Lakes Maritime Academy has already identified several two cadets who will benefit from this legislation. Previously, student incentive payment program age requirements prohibit cadets older than 25 from participating in the program. State maritime academies have programs to recruit former military veterans and service members, but most of these cadets are too old to qualify for this funding. As a result, older students, many of whom are veterans, therefore do not qualify for this program due to their age. Peters's Cadets Act expands the eligibility age to include any qualified student who will meet the age requirements for enlistment in the U.S. Navy Reserve at their time of graduation, and ensure that high-performing, non-traditional cadets can receive this funding. The U.S. maritime industry contributes $2.8 billion annually to the Michigan economy and employs more than 12,000 Michiganders. In the U.S. Senate, Peters has been a strong advocate for the United States maritime military institutions as well as the maritime sector. Peters is chairman of the Surface Transportation, Maritime, Freight, and Ports Subcommittee of the Senate Commerce, Science and Transportation Committee. Peters was recognized by the Navy Supply Corps Foundation Board of Directors as the 60th Navy Supply Corps Foundation Distinguished Alumnus. In 2018, Peters's legislation to reauthorize the Maritime Administration, the federal agency responsible for promoting and maintaining a strong U.S. commercial maritime industry, was signed into law. The legislation required a competitiveness study to make recommendations for improving the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway system, one of the most heavily traveled waterways in the United States, and increased training opportunities for United States Merchant Marine Academy cadets.